I'm Teresa Kometz from Portland, Michigan, and I listen to Mickey Miles as I train.
I'm John Kometz, and I listen to Mickey Miles while she trains.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 425 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show tonight is Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos, who we have been having a discussion with regarding his pretty interesting day as he appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers. In our last episode, when we left off, Chris was just visiting the set of Saturday Night Live, and so we're going to pick it up from there.
And then we made our way back, and then it was like, oh yeah, we got to put makeup on Chris. So I had to go in and get makeup put on, which is a first for me. I've never had makeup on in my life, so that was kind of a interesting experience. And then they have a hair person who makes sure your hair looks good, even though I don't have much left. And
even during your high school, like heavy metal era?
No. I never even wore the Kiss makeup. it was not happening. So, and then, you know, I'm sort of ready to go when they, they have Ashton on and he comes out and he finishes up. And I actually gave his assistant some books. We had brought extra books. So I'm always trying to sell. So I gave him some.
Yeah, he's got little kids.
Yeah, he's got a little daughter, I think. And he has another one on the way. Yeah. Yeah. And so, but it was nice. He said goodbye to everybody, which is, you know, my son and my niece were like freaking out because he actually said goodbye to them. And and then I think by that point I had gone off to get my makeup or whatever it was. And then Kevin Millar and Sean Casey came in and said hello. And we just kind of – we really didn't talk much because they were like kind of in and out. Like it was in and they were – boom, they were on stage. And then they finished up the bit, and then because they had a setup, Seth did like a little bit of Q&A with the audience while they set up the everything. And they walked me out onto the stage, which is kind of weird, like at first, because it's just like.
So like, is there a curtain? Are you?
There, it's funny. It's just like a little ramp, little walkway right up to the stage. Okay. And then there's, you look at the show, the people come walking in from the side, and there's like a little doorway that opens.
Okay.
I was just like standing back there, and they said, no, Chris is going to start. He's not even going to walk out. He's going to be out on stage. So the guy's like, all right. So, excuse me, they walked me out onto the stage. And it's interesting because they have all the lights on. It's just a sea of cameras around you. Like, they have a bunch of cameras around you, and the audience is in the dark. So you don't really see anybody. And then Seth came up and he said, hey, how's everything going? Good. All right. You ready? Yeah, let's do this. And what happened, I didn't realize that I just found this out like yesterday. They told me, I didn't realize this, but so they were sweet enough to say to my wife and my kids and my niece, do you want to come and stand off to the side of the stage and watch from, you know, out there?
Oh.
And I didn't know that. I didn't know they were out there. And so like – my kid, like one of my kids, my niece, my publicist, and who else was there? And my agent were there. So they were all kind of standing out on the side. I didn't know because it's so dark, you can't see anybody. So boom, it was like, let's go. And I just started. And it's kind of you're like outside your own body when you do that because it's just a weird, different experience. It wasn't even so much like I wasn't thinking like, oh my God, I'm on national TV or oh my God, how many people are going to watch this? It was more of like, I've never done this before. And like, it's weird because like, you know, you have a microphone on you, but it reverberates out into the audience. So it's almost like a speaker, like you can hear yourself. So that throws you off. And, you know, by that point, I don't know. I just felt comfortable. I think there's something about doing this with a bunch of kids all the time.
Right.
That,
You learn
quickly. If you can't get a kid, you know, it's you're screwed. Like you show fear, or if you aren't, you know, comfortable, they can sense it. And so I've gotten so comfortable and used to doing that in front of kids. Adults are like nothing now.
I always always say that to my student teachers. They get afraid of presenting to each other, and I say, at least everybody out here is going to be polite. If you're with a group of second graders, they're going to tell you right away if you're boring.
Like, I mean, I give like the little talks, and I was talking about at one school recently because I was on like a 3-week book tour, and I was at one school, and I was talking about how Albert Einstein was weird, and that's not such a bad thing. It's actually a great thing. And I said, you know, I was a weird kid growing up. I was a little kid who, you know, drew cartoons in his bedroom all day long. I mean, how weird can you get? And one of the kids goes, "You're weird."
Yeah, you know? That sounds
and I was
right.
Like, and I just went, "You're absolutely right, and I'm proud of it." And then, you know, the teacher comes running over, like, you know, and the poor kid like feels guilty then, you know, and you feel bad. So yeah, so for me,
as long as Alex Trebek doesn't criticize your music, you're good.
Oh, stop it. It wasn't my music. I don't like people calling people losers because of something they like. That's all. That's all I said.
Agreed.
But so I was sort of just, I was fine. You know what's funny? It's the talking stuff, like the kind of selling things I'm not great at. Like, I can't really sell the books, but I can draw and I can talk about drawing like it's nothing. So once I got into the drawing part, I was comfortable. And so we drew Lincoln up. I think, you know, it was sort of like a table setting. Like, you know, you do Lincoln and you sort of draw that and it's easy and everybody goes, "Oh yeah, that's nice." And then our plan was originally was going to go to Hillary and then do Trump, and he obviously, they must have been short of time, so he wanted to go straight to Trump. So we went straight to Trump, and it's funny because my one son and my friend Eric were backstage, and they told me afterward, they were laughing that Kevin Millar and Sean Casey were back there watching it. And they started laughing and started saying, "Oh my God," just as I was drawing it, like it started to come together. They started to see it, and they were laughing because they were just like, yeah, those guys were really laughing hard when they saw your drawing. I was like, "Oh, that's so cool. It's like nice to hear." So yeah,
and
so we had
people who didn't see it. What was the thing that completed the picture? Because I thought that was awesome.
I had asked ahead of time, if I was to draw Trump, like, what do you need? Like, what kind of things do you need? So I said, I need two easels, two giant pads of paper, black markers, and then an orange crayon. And they're like, "What's the orange crayon for?" And I said, "If we're going to draw Trump, we have to do it right." And they're like, "Oh, okay." So we had that planned ahead of time. And so when we did finish up Trump, we just colored him in orange. And it goes so quickly. You forget. Like, I mean, I think it was like a 5-minute or 7-minute segment, and it was over in no time. Like, you just like, "Oh, we're done. Okay." And then, so when we finished the segment, we took pictures, like, with the Trump pictures.
Oh, nice.
They have a photographer, and they took a picture, and they have photographers the whole time taking pictures all over the place. So, like,
oh, so you can post it? And
They didn't give it to me, but I guess they save it for their own thing. But, like, when Seth came to see us in the green room, they came running up with the photographer, was taking pictures of us.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like your whole day is documented, but I never get to see it.
Hmm.
So they took it afterward, and then what I normally do with my school visits, I'll take the drawing and I give it out to one of the students or the teachers. So I just took mine and I said to Seth, "Come on, let's give it to somebody in the audience." And so we both kind of walked up to the audience and I handed out mine and he handed out his, and then I ran back to the easel because they had said they wanted me to. So the following week, they were going to have a bunch of shows in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me to draw Seth, like, in D.C. So I quickly ran back over there and did a quick drawing of him just in time to do the closeout. So, you know, Seth thanks his guests and me and then says, "We'll see you next week in D.C. And that was pretty much it.
And your name isn't easy to pronounce, I think, for people who don't know it. And I think he nailed it. that he did.
Yeah, well, they all asked. I mean, the pre-interview they asked. When I got there, they asked a couple of times, mm-hmm. like, "How do you pronounce it?" And I kept, like, you know, Metropolis, Snuffleupagus, you know, Acropolis. Think of, like, that. And so just Eliopolis. And, I was surprised, you know, when they, like, you know, and it's weird, too, because you see the start of the show come on your TV. And it's and you see your name and you hear them call your name and you're like, "Wow, this is getting really weird." And then, like, he shows up the books and says, "You know, we're going to have Chris Eliopoulos on here," and people are applauding, and you're like, that's insane. No, and then he says, "Okay, and up next is cartoonist," and you just, like, he is talking about me, right? Like,
that's cool.
So it's kind of neat, and it was fun. It was like, you know, and so we we finished up the show, and then I took that last drawing I did of Lincoln, and I kind of walked it out to the audience as well and gave it away. And then we kind of walked back. It was funny. We walked back with Seth. Like, Seth kind of came back with me, and we chatted a little bit about comics. We sat in the back chatting comics with my friend Eric and me, because we're comic book people, and it was really sweet. And took some pictures. They were really sweet. And then they kind of, we said, go, you've had a long day, have a good night. And he took off, and then they actually let us go, like, take everybody back onto the stage just to show what it's looking like. So it looks like, because I thought they weren't there. And
what, so do you mean you thought they weren't there?
Well, I didn't realize that, you know, Jeremy and my niece and
your son
were out. I didn't realize they had gone out to the stage.
Oh.
So I was like, come on, let's see if we can go out there and show you what the actual stage looks like. So everybody came out, and they took a couple pictures, and it was kind of cool. And then they took us downstairs and out to the car, and they drove us home.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a whirlwind.
So Chris, how long was the entire day?
Well, like I said, they came to pick us up at 3:30 to be there in the city by 4:30. And then the shooting took place from 9 to 10 at night.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, by the time I went on, it was like 9:45 at night. So it was a fairly long day. And then we didn't get home until almost midnight, because, you know, by the time you get out of the building and into the car and then out. It was an exhausting experience. But the thing is, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, you hear about like rock stars or comedians who are out on tour, and you hear about all the drug use or the drinking.
Where is he going with this?
So what it was is, so I was exhausted, but I was so hyped up, I couldn't go to sleep. Like, I was like playing the whole thing over my head. So I was up like half the night just staring at the ceiling in bed, because it was just like, you can't come down.
When you were trying to fall asleep, were you reliving everything and saying, oh, I wish I had done this. I wish I had said that. Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, that first answer was really stupid. I could have said this, and, you know, and, oh, I should have done that. Or, you know, like, I don't know. Just, you know, I'm the most critical of myself more than anybody else. So it's sort of, I kind of did that the whole night, and I was like, oh yeah, but that was kind of cool though. And wasn't that neat? Like, I can't believe I went to, like, I was on the stage. Like, I was walking around the stage of two major TV shows, like, in one night. Like, who does that happen to?
Yeah.
So it really was a crazy, surreal day. I every once in a while I watch the video just because I'm like, did that really happen? Was that like a thing that happened? So
what did your parents say?
God, what did they say? I think they just said, oh, everybody's been calling us about the show.
Oh.
Yeah, that was about it.
So Chris, here's a question I'm thinking. Let me see if I start again. So Chris, I'm thinking about what our listeners may want to ask you. And one of the things that I know I'd be curious about, if you can answer this question, when someone goes on a like Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers or a late night show like that, the question is, do you get compensated for your time?
Yeah, it's interesting. When I first arrived, they presented me with a bunch of paperwork. You have to sign a release, basically, that you're allowing your likeness and all that stuff to be on the show and for promotion and all that stuff. But they also give you, I guess it's a W-2 form. Like, you have to basically fill out tax, because there's a I guess it's like a SAG, or, you know, like some kind of
Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, it's like a legal thing that you have to be paid and compensated for providing a service, an entertainment service on the show. So, yeah, but I, you know, I'm so naive. I was like, oh, so they're going to give me like $80, right? And I don't want to give the exact number, because it's not my place. But it was a really nice amount of money for
well, that's good.
Yeah, it was just
because it's okay. Your time.
It's a whole day of your work.
Yeah, it's your time.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. I was there to promote my books, and I, you know, from my head, it's like, well, you're letting me come on and you're letting me promote my books. That's fair compensation. But obviously, you know, everybody that goes on these shows is going on there to promote whatever they have. So I'm not the first, but Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like the check came, I guess, on Friday, and I was laughing because I was just like, "This is weird. I've got a check that's come from NBC Universal, you know, with the Seth Meyers show, you know, typed on there." And you're just like, "Huh, this is a new one." So yeah, everything about it is surreal. It's not, you know, a normal everyday thing. I don't know how. I can definitely see how your ego can kind of grow, like these stars who are on all these shows all the time, because it is a fantastic treatment. Now, it may also be the show, because the people behind the scenes were, like, amazing to us, like, every step of the way. Like, the producers, the hair and makeup people, the other writers that were there, the band people that I was chatting with, some of the band people ahead of time, just all so nice and pleasant and... I mean, I know I was there. I'm different from what they normally have. They usually have a star that comes on that wants to sit in their green room, doesn't come out, does their bit, gets out. And, you know, I was coming on to do something they've never done before, which is basically draw on a show. And I think they got a kick out of it. And, again, you know, I'm just some schlub who's sitting around there. But they were, like, all so nice. So, like, at the end of the day, you're like, yeah, damn right I'm amazing. You know, like, you start to feel like it. And, you know, it quickly wears off when your kids go, well, you didn't suck. You know, like that was my son's, like, reaction. Well, you didn't suck. So,
That's high praise.
Yeah, that's high praise from a teenager, team, right? Yeah. So needless to say, it was an amazing experience. And, you know, God, I would love to do it again. I doubt I will ever do it again, but it was really, really fun to do.
That was a question I had. Did they give you any indication that you'd be going back or nothing?
No, you know, what was interesting is, again, like, I'm friendly with the executive producer, and they were nice enough to have, I who knows, they might have me on again. Right after I finished with Seth, like, it was funny. I didn't realize they were still filming when he said goodnight. And, like, I'm starting to walk away to take this piece, and Seth is kind of, like, talking to me a little bit. And then the executive producer comes over, and he gives me a big hug. And so I guess I did okay. Like, you know, it's funny. You guys had said the first thing you said to me was when we got on the phone was, you didn't look nervous at all. And that's pretty much been everybody's reaction. Like, wow, you didn't look like you were about to be hit by a train. You know, you looked – relaxed and comfortable, and I think I was, and I'm hoping it sort of played okay, and that I was, you know, somebody else would say, oh, okay, he's relaxed, he can do this, and maybe somebody else will have me on, or they'll have me on again, or...
Well, you know, let's say you're doing a book on someone who is still alive, and they decided to...
Yes, he just did.
With yep. Jane Goodall and stuff, mm-hmm. and they might, you know, let's say they would bring someone on. Let's say you did. Who's bigger than life? I am James Earl Jones or whatever. For whatever. Let's say you did one, and he came on the show, and he knew about the book, but he had never met you, and you had never met him. And let's say as a surprise, they bring you on, and you know and you teach James Earl Jones how to draw
himself.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe we bring cool. Hillary on, and I'll help Hillary draw herself.
You know. And if you have enough orange, you can drive, you know.
Yeah, we can keep doing Trump. Well,
the shock on his head or something like that.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that, you know, I could go back into that. But we don't normally do living people right now because there's the fear that something, you know, something in there.
Kill them?
You know, Bill Cosby it up and then, you know, you don't want to have them.
Yeah. Jane Goodall most likely will not be doing something
I'm thinking NBC3 at this point in her career.
Like Ken Bone. Don't do it, Ken Bone.
Yeah, or
Ken Bone. Yeah.
You know, or what's the bicycle rider? What was his name?
Lance
Seth.
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. And you know, that's you know, imagine doing a book on him and then like finding that stuff out afterward. It's like,
and you know, you mentioned something. It's a possibility that maybe 2-3 years ago, you know, the Bill Cosby idea might have been something that might have been brought up. You know, that's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been very careful to try and – we haven't been doing many – like Jane Goodall has been the first one, but we felt like, you know, she has every right. There's we're not going to find some dark secret in her past. But, you know, look, hey, who knows? Maybe they'll have me on for election night. I'll draw Hillary and Trump, and we'll see where we go. doubtful, but – yeah, I hope. I mean, it would be nice to go back there. Like I said, they're just for the experience. They're such great people on that show from top to bottom. It's it's nice to see.
It's the New Hampshire way.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you know, it's you know, you would think at that point that, you know, they have every right to be kind of like, oh, we do this amazing show every night, and screw you, we're like, you know, number one in our time slot. But down to a person, they were all so sweet and generous and kind, and I recommend it to everybody. Go on the show if you can.
Yeah. So, and you were saying that it actually impacted your book sales.
It did. Well, we don't really fully know. I know they said it went up the next day. Jane Goodall, George Washington, and Lincoln, the books went up. I guess like 30 or 40%, something like that, whatever it is, for the day. So it's nice. You know, that's really the reason I went on there, was to sort of promote the books and get people to know about them. So awesome. That was sort of a thing. And then 2 days later, I got interviewed by Adam Savage from Mythbusters. So it's been a very surreal weekend.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Awesome.
I know. It's just so bizarre. Wow. What a life.
Wow.
Well, Chris, well deserved.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was a lot of fun.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
And Mike, on the show notes, I know that The Late Show with Seth Meyers has a YouTube channel. We could put the link to Chris's.
Yeah, they have their site too. I think has like the whole episode. You can watch the whole episode, so you can see even at the
or
end.
Just
when
the good stuff. Where the Red Sox are on. I mean, yeah.
Right.
I don't want to see Kevin Millar sliding again. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was funny. We were hysterically laughing backstage when they played that video. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's how he was when he played for Boston.
it was
all fun.
Congratulations,
Chris. Well deserved.
Thanks.
You work really hard.
Very interesting account. It's something that, you know, I never would have been able to guess how much time it took and all this other stuff. So thank you for reliving a very exciting night in the life.
And I still
of Chris
came back to this show, so it goes to show you.
Yeah.
There's no ego.
We honestly did not promote the show. Not that we're expecting it. But
yeah, everybody was asking why I didn't promote it.
We figured
their
you
stuff.
Were going to jump to a new, you know, we figured you'd be on a podcast, Seth and I, or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
All right. So, so this two part version, this two part episode on your. Your exciting day with Seth, Late Night with Seth Meyer, I'm sure is going to be something very interesting. Myers.
Yeah, you don't get anybody's name right, Mike. That's like the running joke on here.
Yeah.
Seth Meyer.
Not to mention the songs. Not to mention
he
the
says name. Eliopolis, and I say Eliopolis.
I say Eliopolis.
No, you don't. You say Eliopolis.
I say Eliopolis.
What does
potatoes,
he say?
Potatoes.
What does he say, Chris E?
Who?
Mike.
What does Mike say?
Yeah.
Chris Eliopolis.
Eliopolis.
Okay. Yeah, it's all fine.
Yeah. You're not going to tell us the right way?
So.
Eliopolis.
So for Chris.
Eliopolis.
So for Chris, Eliopolis.
Eliopolis.
And for Michelle Scribner-McLean. And for Seth Meyers, wherever you are, in Bedford, New Hampshire. This is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road, in the parks, and on late night TV.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you'd like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.